Hey, greetings, everybody. It is Brother Tupos, James. I want to bring you a teaching today. I am walking through the world. Can you hear all the traffic? And this teaching, I think, will be edifying to you. My topic today is, his yoke is easy, his burden is light. His yoke is easy, his burden is light. Yeah, I think I need to discuss this. It's come up quite a bit lately. I want to read this verse, Matthew 11:30. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light, Jesus said. All right, so many people that I've known, ministered to, met, had contacted me online, they stumble over this verse. And I believe by using good Bible study habits, good exegesis, exiting the truth of God's word, not eisegesis, using what I want the word to say, I think we can get to the truth as always. John, the book of John tells us the Spirit comes to teach us all truth, so we can get to the truth here, right? So I get a lot of people that come and they say, well, you know, this biblical, holy, set-apart life, walking in Scripture, walking in God's ways, it's hard. It is not easy at all, people tell me. And they say, what in the world did he mean? That his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Well, we're going to talk about that, right? Let's talk about it today. Let's read the whole thing in context. Matthew 11:28-30. And this is going to help all of us in our walks. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. All right, so that's the whole context. We have to remember the principle here. Scripture interprets Scripture. So we're going to use other scriptures to frame this and put the pieces together for us. All right, so first of all, I want to point out, he says, all ye that are labor and heavy laden. What are you laboring at? What are you heavy laden about? We're going to get to that. It's not what God put on you. It's what we put on ourselves. And he says, I'll give you rest. How do we get that rest? We're going to talk about how you get that rest. Let's look at the word yoke, zugos in the Greek. Now, have you ever seen they have oxen pulling a cart, and they generally have the oxens connected at the neck with a big wooden yoke? And it allows them both to pull in unison, makes their job easier because they don't have to pull alone. And there's much more force and power in two oxen than one. So it can be a tool that yokes. So this would be us being yoked to God. That's the first thing in Christ. So us being yoked by the Spirit and the Word, being born again via the gospel. Check out the gospel at don'tperish.com. Our burden is easier and our yoke is light. Or light and easy, either way you want to do it. Because we're yoked in a covenant with God. That's one way to put it. And then also, zugos, yoke is rules, laws, instructions put on someone to obey their master. So imagine if you were a slave and your master gives you a whole bunch of rules that you can't keep. That would be a huge burden versus a master who gives you not so many rules that are pretty easy to keep. So that's what yoke is. And Jesus says his yoke is easy. We're going to describe and discuss why. I think the point of the yoke is easy, he's saying that the work and the rules and the expectations on us, they're not heavy, they're not burdensome. We can do it. We can do what he asks us to do. Let's switch to my burden is light. Fortean in the Greek. It means a task or a service. So what God has asked us to do, the task, the burden of being his disciples, being his people, he says it's light. So we got a yoke that's easy. We got a burden that's light. And again, I'm going to go back. I get all these people saying, how can this be? I'm struggling mightily. And I see Scripture is full of exhortations about striving, plucking out, crucifying the flesh, enduring, separating from false people, overcoming in his name, and on and on and on. It says few are going to make it in Matthew 7. That means a puny number of people. Jesus says many will try to make it and they can't make it in Luke 13. So people will say, how in the world can this be easy and light? All right, I want to offer up to you a completely different mindset if you don't have this today. Ready? I want you to think of this. Ponder, what has the Lord put on you and what does he ask of you versus what we, the culture, sin, our flesh, man-made false religion, has put on us? Think about that. What did God put on us versus what we put on ourselves? We're going to get to some examples to help you flesh this out. I say, Jesus says, what I've asked you to do, and if you do it my way and in my word and in my spirit, and you do it the way I tell you to, it's easy and light. You want to do it your way, culture's way, man-made religion way, your flesh way? It could be hard. It's a burden. It's a trial. Jesus said this in Matthew 6:24. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate one and love the other, or else he will hold to one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Yeah. So I want you to realize, that's the whole point of this teaching, most people are serving either two masters. They're trying to serve Jesus and their flesh and the world and family and false religion. Or many people choose one master and they have the wrong master. Satan, who's the god of this world, that's his kingdom. There's only two kingdoms, kingdom of God in Christ, kingdom of this world. Most people choose to serve Satan in this kingdom. Really, they would say, well, they're serving themselves. My life, do what I want, the way I want. Yeah, and they serve Satan, sin, flesh, self, the culture, pride, vanity, rebellion. How's that going to work out? What kind of burden, what kind of yoke does that put on your life versus what God has called us to do? To live in holiness, obedience, simplicity of Christ, losing everything on this earth. I would put it this way. Most people in this world are holding on and grabbing everything in the culture around them and holding on to it tight. Where God says, let it all go and follow and serve me. You see the difference between heavy, a burden that's heavy, not easy, versus a yoke that's light? Yeah. Let me give you some examples. People don't want to obey Scripture in all their ways. They want to dabble in the fallen culture. They want to keep false religion because grandma and grandpa were founders of the Baptist Church or the Roman Catholic Church or whatever. They're founders of our local body. They want to keep false ways. They dabble in idolatrous hobbies that are idolatrous and keep them carnally minded. They keep bad company. They can't let go of bad family and friends and relatives that stumble them. They love to dress and act and live in pride and vanity, which leaves them open to a lot of sin. They love entertainment, sports, movies, politics, unbiblical music. Oh, that's a big one. Contemporary Christian music. It's so fleshly and vain and pride-filled and idolatrous and unbiblical. People do all this stuff. Talking about mostly professing Christians here. And they say, why is it still so hard to serve Jesus the way you say, street preacher? Well, that's because they're living two lives. They're far from holiness. They're not obeying the Scriptures. They haven't lost their life, as we just read. Jesus, we're going to read. Jesus talks about losing our life, right? We're going to read that. So think about that. All those things of this culture and the flesh. You can't claim Jesus and have another master. Your flesh, false religion, all these things. You're far from holiness. They're going to make your walk very hard. They're going to make your life hard. Think of it as baggage. All the sin baggage, worldliness, carnality, false ways, pride and vanity you carry around. When Jesus said, throw that all down and sin no more, come follow me. Easy. No heavy yoke. You get what I'm saying here? When you take on the double-minded life, most people live this, even ones claiming Christ, saying, I serve Jesus, I love Jesus, but you live like the world, act like the world, feed your flesh like the world, do religious service like the world, do entertainment like the world, dress like the world, speak like the world, spend your money like the world, spend your time like the world, all indulging your flesh. What do? You're putting huge burdens on you that Satan wants you to have to weigh you down, but God never wanted that for you. Ponder this. God wanted you to be free. I got a good example for you. Adam and Eve. God puts them in a beautiful garden. They've got everything going on. And he says one thing. Don't touch that tree there. Don't eat from that tree. What happened? Satan comes in, gets to the woman, the first feminism. She goes back and influences her husband, more feminism. Adam doesn't do his job and stand his ground. They both sin. The world is brought down. And all the burden and the yoke is upon us because of sin. Do you see what I'm saying here? Jesus said this, Matthew 4, 18 through 22. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net, for they were fishers. And he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway, I love that word, left their nets and followed him. And going on from thence, he saw two other brethren, James and the son of James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, with a ship there with Zebedee their father, mending their nets. And he called them, and they immediately left the ship and their father and followed him. Do you see how these men dropped their nets, their careers, to follow Jesus? They dropped everything in life. Their burden and their yoke was easy and light. They didn't bring everything and all their sin and family issues and everything with them. They dropped their nets, their old way of life. They followed Christ, not living two lives, one life for Christ. And he brought them hope and peace, and they were free. We'll talk about that in a minute. If they had held on to their sin, family, careers, their flesh, maybe dead religion they were doing, whatever, wicked family members, their desires, their aspirations, their wants, they'd have had a huge load and a burden. They might as well just carried all those nets loaded with all their gear with them. They'd be just as weighed down. You see what I'm saying here? I want to tell you a testimony of three brothers that I know. Let me give you a testimony of their being set free, getting an easy yoke and a burden that's light. Ready? One brother recently was holding on to his past, some wicked things he did in his past, and he was holding on to some things that were right before him, some physical things, and the reason he was holding on to them is he thought, well, maybe I'll go back and make it all right. It was impossible. He couldn't go back and make it all right. You know what he did? He got rid of those things before him, and he told me he felt like the weight was cast off of him. Now they're not before him. He doesn't even think of them, and he can serve Christ fully. They were a daily weight and a burden weighing him down, his past sin. Jesus never wanted that for him. Praise God. That brother put him away, and he's free today. I know another brother who left a false man-made religious system, and he was weighted down by partiality with family, not doing what he should do, not stepping up what God called him to do. And it was a great burden and a weight on him. You know what? He's put down the family to let them go follow Christ as they see fit. And praise God, they are following Christ. And he and his house are following Christ. He had a great burden lifted off of him. No more partiality. No more guilt of that. And now he can follow Christ, and Christ is moving him along in the faith, finding his own ministry, finding a new life. It's awesome to see that happen. And then another brother who was in a false religious system, didn't leave when he should have. He was sorry he didn't. Didn't support people he should have when he saw them struggling to leave. And he told me he was fearful of men and he was acting cowardly. He admitted that. And you know what? God brought him to a place where he was broken over it and he repented of it. And you know what? He let that all go. He let go of his pride, thinking he could do it all better. He let go of all of that. And you know what? He told me, he said, it is easy serving God once you're broken, once you're low, once you surrender everything and you let go and you just follow Jesus. That's what I'm talking about here. They're a great illustration of that. I've seen that in my life too. When I try to carry sin, it's a burden. When I let it go, it's easy. When I try to take people with me that can't take this journey of holiness and obedience, it's a burden. When I let go and obey God, it's easy. Yeah. I hope you're seeing the picture here. Letting go lightens up our burden. Brother Paul said this, Colossians 2, 7 and 8. Rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of this world, and not after Christ. Yeah, there's two of the biggest ones right there. Philosophies and vain deceit and the traditions of men and the rudiments of the world. Paul warned about that. All right? And if we get caught up in that, our burden's going to be too hard. Our yoke is too much. We can't bear it. But God didn't give us that, did he? No, he told us, put it away and come follow the risen Savior. I'm just here to testify, if we surrender all of this life that we had before him, Jesus makes it easy. Here's that verse on losing your life. Matthew 10:39. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. I have a question. Have you lost this life for Christ? All of it? All of it. Career, hobby, passion, flesh, man-made religion, family, aspirations, hopes, politics, entertainment, pride, vanity, everything that's in your life. Have you lost it all? Have you been freed so that your yoke is easy and your burden is light? Go ponder that. When you forsake it all for this risen Savior, he did it all for us. What shouldn't we forsake for him? Amen? You are truly free and the burden is easy and the yoke is light. Ready? John 8:31-32. Then said Jesus unto those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then ye are my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Hey, when you're free, you don't have a burden, do you? No, those oxen, when they're yoked together, they're not free from each other. But when we're yoked to Christ and his word and his spirit, oh, we are free because he pulls us along. Remember? In John 15, you could do nothing without me. He pulls us along. So, continuing, if you notice in that verse there, if ye continue in my word, then you are my disciples. Continuing in the word is a must. What does that mean? Obeying it, keeping it. In John, it says abiding in it. That means remaining in it, right? And you notice it says truth. You shall know the truth. Ephesians 5:9, the fruit of the Spirit is goodness, righteousness, and truth. If you're not walking and striving for goodness, all righteousness, and all truth, and all goodness, and all righteousness, and all truth, you don't have the fruit of the Spirit. If you like sin, if you like false ways, if you don't want all truth, that's not the fruit you have of the Holy Spirit. So you need that to walk and let this burden be light and easy and not be yoked in a wrong way. And notice, again, it talks about continuing in his word. Most people don't do that. They think salvation is a one-time thing. They think this walk is all locked up by Jesus. Oh, no, we have much to do. All right? And the problem is most people carry their baggage full of sin, false ways, flesh. And then they say, why is this so hard as they're lugging all of their ways with them? Jesus said, let them all go. Obey me. Follow me. It's easy and it's light. Let me give you some more examples, practical examples. I've seen this in ministry. People mess up their lives by getting addicted to drugs, money, porn, hobbies, gluttony, false fellowship, smoking, fashion, entertainment, politics, anything that's worldly and sinful. It's a burden on you every day. And that burden keeps you from being free in Christ. God didn't put that on you. We put it on ourselves. That's why Jesus said it's easy and it's light, because he makes the way for us. Brother Paul, again, Colossians 3:1-3. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Oh, I love that verse. Bedrock verse right there. For me and Sister Amin, when we were alone early in our faith walk, we can't tell God, this walk is too hard. We can't do it. Because God's going to say, hey, what are you struggling with? Sin, your false traditions, your flesh, your rebellion, your pride, your false relatives, your false associations, your career aspirations, What are you wrestling with? I didn't put that on you. Get rid of it. Come follow me. It's all on us, folks. Saints and seekers, if you're listening. So what's the result of this teaching, I hope? What will it bring about in you? Hopefully you'll want an easier walk in Christ if you're striving to know him, not just Sunday church, to really walk and know him and love him and honor him and obey him. Here's a big key, ready? Jesus died for us. He rose again. Have you fully died for Jesus and rose again in new life? Most people say they're born from above. They're not born from above at all. So have you truly been born again with all these fruits we talked about, the evidence, desire for righteousness, goodness, truth? Have you lost everything? Ponder that. Read the scriptures. I've got lots of articles at don'tperish.com to help you at the teaching blog. I want to give you another great example. Children are a great example of this. Ready? I raise children. If children, as they grow up, especially when they're teenagers and maybe in their early 20s, if they would heed mom and dad's advice, they would avoid messing up their lives a lot and making it hard and a burden and a yoke of debt, a yoke of a criminal record, a yoke of bad relationships, maybe unwanted pregnancies, all of these things. If they would have taken mom and dad's advice, those things wouldn't have happened. They'd have far less trials. Hey, that's like us listening to our Heavenly Father and the Word and having a lot less trials. Hey, we're no different than rebellious teenagers if we don't listen to God's Word and heed all these things. You see what I'm saying? Prideful man, oftentimes, can't take good, sound counsel or advice. And so I don't care what age you are. I've met men that are 65 and they won't take counsel. They're doing their own thing and their life's a mess at 65. They got no money. They're broke. They got no testimony. They got no good theology. They got no good relationships. They have next to nothing. And they've messed their whole lives up with addictions and flesh and false ways. And they still won't take instruction from God's word and other people that have walked ahead of them to show them how to do it, that love them and care for them. They keep making mistakes over and over versus what? Yielding, listening to wisdom and experience that would alleviate and lighten their yoke and their burdens. Yeah, we see it all the time. It goes on and on. It breaks my heart, but nothing I can do about it other than preach against it and warn them and teach, and that's what I'm doing here. So as saints born of his spirit, we can seek his ways, high holy ways, walk in his ordinances, lose our old life, and we loose the burden and the yoke of our old life. You're not willing to lose it all, you're going to have those burdens with you. Just consider dragging all your old life with you. God doesn't want that for you. He didn't put that burden on you. Paul gives us advice, and this is one of my favorite verses for people that I have daily fellowship with, whether it's face-to-face, online, on the phone, on Messenger, on email. This verse is a must. Hebrews 3:13. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Yeah, you see what I'm talking about here? If you don't take the faith life serious every day, holiness, study, accountability, walking in his ways, don't be slack, don't be a sluggard, spiritual sluggard, and you're not diligent against all sin, false ways, the culture, bad associations and family, your past bad religion, false religious systems, your flesh, if you don't stand against that all and lose it all for Christ, you cause yourself greater yoke, greater burdens, greater trials. And here's the danger. 99.9% of the people that do that, they never come out of it. They end up going back into the world, back into their ways, because they get burned out. It's why Jesus said, many will try, they can't make it. You know why? You can't carry all your burdens and make it. I can't either. No one's that strong. But we're strong if we let it all go. And Christ becomes our strength. Remember, when we're weak, he is strong. We say we're weak and we have to let all of our past burdens go. Our sin, everything I've been naming to you. And then say, Christ is strong, help me. Now you got a chance. Your burden will be easy and the yoke will be lighter. 2 Peter 2:22. Peter talks about those who go back to the vomit. I just talked about people that always seem to go back to their old life. 2 Peter 2:22. But it has happened unto them according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit, and the sow that washed will wallow in the mire. Yeah, we know all about that, don't you? It's a gross fact. Dogs will go back and eat their own vomit. I grew up on a farm. Pigs will always get muddy even if you clean them up. But we don't want to be that way. We want to be transformed by the renewing of our minds, by the Spirit. Loose that baggage and never go back to it again for the glory of God. Good fellowship, good Bible study, good theology, cleaning your house, that's going to help you a lot. Now, I have to mention that Peter said this about a heavy yoke. Ready? Acts 15:10. People are going to bring this up. Now, therefore, why tempt ye God to put a yoke upon the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear? All right, so if you go read Acts 15, the whole context is some Judaizers are trying to put the Torah 613 laws, like circumcision, upon the new disciple converts, the Gentile converts. And it was impossible to ever keep that for salvation. That isn't even what God had the law there for. The law was there to show us that we needed Christ, a schoolmaster, as it says in Galatians. And they wanted to put that yoke on the Gentiles in Acts 15. But here's the beautiful part. Talk about lightening your load, your yoke, your burden. Jesus came and fulfilled that all for us. That's what he meant when he said, "It is finished," when he died on the stake. Some of you know that as the cross. He took that burden off of us. He fulfilled it perfectly with the Father, shed his blood, rose again to defeat death, shed his blood to forgive sins. And he gave us a new covenant, Matthew 26, a new blood covenant. That's what we walk in today. And he gave us the law of Christ, Galatians 6:2, to love each other and serve each other. That's how he eases our burden and our yoke. He helps us with the yoke, but he eases our burden by helping us get rid of our sin and the worldliness and our past. So I want to encourage all of you, again, saints and seekers, if you're listening, you can do this in Christ. If I can do it, anybody can do it. Through him, with him, for him, it's all about him. You can't do nothing without him. Go read John 15. He's the vine. We're the branches. Are you connected to Christ? If you're connected to the biblical Savior, you will bear much fruit. Godly, holy, biblical fruit. And let me tell you something. When you bear much fruit on your branch, there is not a lot of room for a bunch of baggage because you'll break off. And then those are thrown in the fire. Nope. You must bear the fruit of Christ and get rid of all that old baggage. I mentioned Peter. You know, think of Peter trying to walk on the water by himself, carrying all his burdens and his past. Never would have made it. How'd he do it? Looking to Christ. It's a little bit of an archetype for us. Let's go back to Brother Paul. He taught us how we can keep that yoke and that burden light and easy. Ready? Galatians 6, 3 and 8. This is key. And if a man think himself to be something when he's nothing, he deceive himself. Yeah, watch out, men. We can all do that. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. There's that burden. How much burden are you putting on yourself? Are you paralyzed because your family and your past religious people aren't coming to serve Jesus and you're not going forward because you're waiting for them and you're carrying this great burden of sorrow? We just talked to a Hutterite man who left the Hutterites 18 years ago and he's still calling them his people and he's got this great burden for his whole family and none of them are coming to follow Jesus. He's got a weight and a burden that is slowing him down. He's not moving on. He's not living in holiness. God didn't put that on him. Jesus said, "Let the dead bury the dead." Yeah, that's what he said. Verse 6, "Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." Yeah, what are you sowing? You dragging around sin and flesh and worldliness, carnality, false religion? You're going to sow that, you're going to reap that. But what are you reaping? Truth, righteousness, purity, holiness, goodness, doctrine. Paul says in 1 Timothy 4:16, sound doctrine saves us. Go read it. And those who hear us. Verse 8, "For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap everlasting life." There's your key right there. Go read verse 8 again of Galatians 6. You want to know how to make your burden and your yoke easy and light? That's how you do it. You walk in the spirit, not in the flesh, following after Christ with all that you are. If we would just repent and fully surrender to the teachings of Christ and the call of God, our lives would be so much easier. Oh, I didn't say they would be easy. We're going to have persecution. We're going to have trials. People are going to hate us. We're going to have to struggle through this wicked world. But our life would be easier in Christ rather than carrying all of these burdens with us. What you're going to find is the yoke and the burden of Christ is far easier than everything you stack up on yourself, because you love your sin, carry your sin, can't forgive yourself, can't let go of people, can't let go of the world. And remember this, saints and seekers, if you're listening, we were made for good works. Go read Ephesians 2:10. So we're supposed to, if we're born of God, be living, holy, full of good works, much fruit, Jesus said, and we're to avoid the deeds of the flesh, false ways in the culture. That's the burden you need to get rid of. And I can tell you, when I got rid of those burdens, family, career, false religion, pride and vanity, aspirations, holding on to the world, got rid of my homestead. Yeah, my homestead was kind of an idol. I didn't love it like I love God. I didn't worship it, but it took up my time. It took up my focus. It took up my attention. It was kind of a security blanket, having a nice place to go back to no matter what happens in the world. And it kept me from fully resting on Christ. I was probably resting on Christ 98%, but there was 2% that I know the Lord wanted, and that had to go. That was my plight. What's yours? What has to go in your life so that you can ease up your burden and your yoke? There is no other way. You understand that? Christ is the only way, the truth, and the life. And it must be His way and not your way. Or my way. I like what Peter once said. Jesus asked him, hey, you gonna leave me too? When most of the disciples left Jesus. And Peter said, where do we go, Lord? You alone hold the keys to eternal life. Yeah, you want your burden to be loosed and you want your yoke to be light and then have help with a yoke in the covenant of God? Know that Christ is the only way and be living for Him. Christ crucified. Live for Him every day. Preach the gospel to yourself every day. His death, burial, and resurrection, repentance to new life, being born again, striving in holiness and obedience and enduring. You set your sails. A brother said, set your ship sails and then the sailing's good. You set your sails and then you trust God's wind to move you along. Yeah. If you know He's the only way and He makes it, by His word, light and easy, not burdensome, we'll all keep our eyes on Christ. We're all here to encourage each other. You need good fellowship. We're here for you if you want biblical unity. Don't make this walk harder than you need to, saints. Don't hold on to baggage you can't bear. Don't hold on to people that can't make this journey. Don't hold on to your flesh that's going to be burned up one day. No, God would not have any of that for you. God did not give you the heavy yoke and the unbearable burden. He said, come. What did He say in the beginning? What did He say in that verse? My yoke is easy and my burden is light. I hope that edifies you today. That's been on my heart for quite a while. Let us know how we can help you in the faith. Don'tperish.com is there for you. Brothers and sisters are there for you to encourage you to get going. Shed your yoke of the world and sin. Shed those burdens that are behind you. Set your sails for Christ and His kingdom. Hey, thanks for listening. This has been Brother Tupos. Yeah, James. Tupos means example. A bunch of us have taken some new names. Why? James is dead. I want to be remembered for the things of God. So do my brothers and sisters. We're here for you. We love you all. Till next time, go out and have a glorious day. I got to get down to Gospel Road. May God be praised.